Well, today, Barack Obama met with Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou at the White House. Now, Papandreou has been on a worldwide campaign to drum up support for his debt-ridden country. And he's asking Obama specifically to impose stricter regulations on hedge funds and currency traders. Greece is putting the blame on speculators for aggravating their situation and warning that if Greece goes down, America, too, will suffer. But is it really America's job to save Greece? Well, here to discuss it with me, I have Anthony Randazzo from Reason Magazine. Anthony, thanks for being here.
Sure.
Now, first of all, the Greek Prime Minister is claiming that he's not going out there asking for a handout from the U.S., and he's not going to be asking for aid, but only regulations. Do you think that's true?
I think that he's not asking directly for a bailout from the U.S. government, but there's this lot of talk of the International Monetary Fund bailing out Greece, which the United States would have a pretty heavy vested interest in. So I think he is speaking with Obama as the leader of more or less the free world to make sure that they're all on the same page, but also just to make the case to the president that this is a serious issue for Greece and that if the IMF were to get involved, I think he wants to make sure that the administration is not going to get in the way.
First of all, though, is it fair that Greece is pointing all the fingers at Wall Street, at all the speculators? Right. I mean, essentially, they got themselves into debt. Sure, you can point fingers at Wall Street because apparently they helped them hide it, but it's still Greece's fault, isn't it?
No, you're absolutely right. This is a trend. During the financial crisis here in the U.S., big banks, when they were struggling with insolvency, they did the same thing. Lehman, Dick Fuld, complained that it was shorters, credit default swap traders that were speculating as their loss and spreading rumors, and Greece has said the same thing, that speculators are spreading all these rumors about their impending doom, and that's what's driving them down. That's absolutely not the case. People are buying insurance against them going down, but part of that is to hedge actual bets that they've made in favor of Greece. Some of that is probably good for Greece because without that kind of insurance, that speculative insurance, people wouldn't be buying their bonds. So it makes buying their bonds more palatable. And there are also people that are willing to sell this insurance. So some people are still betting on Greece not going bankrupt. So it's definitely not the speculators. The blame of this problem rests with Greece and Greece alone. Their entire fiscal policy over the past several decades has led to this situation that they're in right now.
Now, my big question is, why should this be America's problem? If even, you know, other members of the European Union, if Germany is refusing to bail out Greece, why should America have to do it? Especially if we look at California, which is essentially in the hole right now, going bankrupt. Why would we help Greece before we help California?
We shouldn't help Greece, and I don't think that we will help Greece. And it's not within the U.S. interest to help Greece. It is within the EU's interest. Now, Germany has said that they are not going to bail out Greece, and they've stood very firmly on this. And that might be they might wind up holding that position, but they might wind up doing what Hank Paulson did when he was Secretary of the Treasury under the Bush administration, was talk a big game, and then when it came right down to it, AEIG was bailed out. And then he went and he asked for $700 billion for the TARP program. Because if Greece were to collapse, that means that Spain and Portugal are probably right there, right after them. That's not good for the European Union. They know that. Other countries in the EU know that. So I think ultimately, if they do need to be bailed out, it'll happen from the EU.
It seems to me like that's where it should happen from, especially if Germany claims to be the leader of the EU, if they want to take on that kind of a role.
They have the most stable economy. They have had the best banking practices. And if something does happen, they'll probably lead it. They may not put their money into it, but if they does need to happen, Germany will be at the forefront. But I think your question about California is interesting because there are some people that are comparing the Greek situation to California.
Are they comparable, do you think?
I think it's actually more comparable to Argentina in 2001 and 2002. They had a recession, and then there was a massive run in their banks, and then they defaulted. And if we want to imagine what a Greek bankruptcy would look like, I think we should look at Argentina. Argentina, after that bankruptcy, had four several years, for very long years, where they just could not get any traction. And it took a while, but eventually they were able to restructure their debt. And I think that's what would happen with Greece, is eventually they would bounce back, just like Russia did after the ruble crisis in 1998. Just within a couple years, they had gotten their economy back on track, but it took a little bit of a while. I think it'll take longer for Greece than Russia. It'll be more like Argentina. And it'll take a while for them to restructure their whole debt, and as a result, that would drag down the EU, and coming right back around, the EU is going to be the ones that are going to want to stop that.
I still want to bring it back to California.
Sure, yeah.
It's my home state. I can't help it. I worry a lot about about its fate. I mean, California is in the top 10 economies in the world. Greece, I think, is at number 27. And I know that at the moment, legally, we can't bail out California, but should we? I mean, if the situation is so bad, should they make some kind of an exception? This is happening within America, within our own country.
Yeah, I was against the bailouts for the banks in 2008 when everything was going on, and I actually stand by that now. I disagree with the contention that saving the banks saved the financial system. Yes, things would have been a lot worse, but we have created a massive problem going forward with trying to fix bank regulations, and we have all these complaints now. We see all these problems with Wall Street and all these problems associated with the bailouts. I think we'd see all those same problems with California, because California isn't the only state in trouble. Going into this year, there are 41 states that have budget holes. Now, we bail out California. What is to stop a state like Louisiana, for instance? Louisiana is actually making the right steps towards fixing their fiscal problems down the road. They look 3 years down the road. They'll be like California in 2014, 2015 if they don't change things now. They're changing things now. If we bail out California, why would their politicians make the hard cuts now for the future? Because it's on the current governor and their legislature to make those cuts, and they're going to be the ones that are going to take the political heat for cuts to education, public employees. Why would they do that if they know that the U.S. government eventually is just going to come in and bail them out? And I think that's why, if it comes to it with California, we shouldn't bail them out. And it's not going to be a catastrophic collapse of the California economy like another nation would be, because the California economy is contained within the U.S. It won't be pretty.
All right. You're pretty tough. I think you're right that it could set a dangerous precedent. But it seems to me, when Europe already comes asking America for aid, that we have set a dangerous precedent around the world, as the Greek prime minister was here meeting with Barack Obama today to point some fingers at Wall Street for their debt problems and for asking the U.S. to regulate it and help them out.